Jess in with you this morning. Now, yesterday, Treasurer Dominic Perrottet handed down the New South Wales budget, and there are some wins in there for the Upper Hunter. Upper Hunter MP Michael Johnson joins me to discuss it in a bit more detail. Michael, how are you doing this morning?
I'm very well, thank you, Jessica, and yourself?
Not too bad, thank you. Much happier to see that there was some funding in the New South Wales budget for your electorate.
Yeah, there certainly is, and it's a lot of continuation, specific projects within the Upper Hunter. It's a lot of continuation of major projects, such as the Muswellbrook and Singleton bypasses, and also the extension of the New England Highway from Belford to the Golden Highway. And people might note that we went out to tender, called for tenders on that only last week. And there's a range of things that are statewide announcements that the Upper Hunter will benefit from as well. And that's things like school upgrades in terms of the maintenance upgrades and other bits and pieces regarding education. One of the key things is going to be there's $10 million available, up to $5,000 per person for any woman that wants to go and get some sort of retraining to re-enter back into the workforce. And we know that women in particular, through a lot of the casual work that typically they might do, have suffered through COVID-19. And here's a leg up, a bit of assistance to be able to retrain to go and get that job that you might want to get. And it's not going to be too hard to do in order to register and get that $5,000. So that's one example. You know, all those sorts of things. And it's all about making sure that we stimulate the economy and we understand that the more activity there is, the greater the recovery will be and the shorter period of time the recovery will be. And remembering that overall the state's budget is a budget for our time. And, you know, we've gone through some pretty tough times in this year of 2020 and even beyond that with the drought and bushfires and so forth. And, you know, after a few years of very, very tough times where we are going to have to make sure that we can stimulate the economy as much as possible. Good things for small business, payroll tax reductions in the lifting of the thresholds, which means reductions of the payroll tax, which has a significant impact on businesses being able to have less cost employing people. So that's good for jobs. All these sorts of measures that are statewide things, but the Upper Hunter are front and centre to is important. I think over the next couple of years, we'll see some pretty dramatic improvements in our economic factors.
Yeah. So as you said, it is a budget for our times, given the COVID-19 pandemic, and given that, quite the budget deficit as well.
Yes, it is. And importantly, I think it's timely to remind people that since the Nationals and Liberals got into government in 2011, they've restructured the finances of government and the whole fiscal arrangements within government, allowing government to be able to take these measures and still not create a situation where we're looking down the barrel of long-term debt and deficit. So there is a deficit, and there will be deficits for the next couple of years. But importantly, there's a roadmap to get out of back into surplus, out of deficit, and back into surplus. And most importantly, the debt that we're looking at taking on over the next 3 or 4 years is so cheap at the moment, and it's going to be invested in infrastructure, which in turn enables businesses to be able to do their thing and in turn employ people.
Yeah.
So it's all about people, it's all about jobs, it's all about making sure that we continue to set ourselves up for decades to come.
Yeah. In this budget, how does our mining industry, for example, benefit?
Well, they'll come in with any benefits around the reduction in payroll tax, as would any business. And the average benefit to a business that pays payroll tax across the state of New South Wales is around $34,000 reduction. So some companies will have more than that. Some companies will have less. It also means that some companies who currently pay payroll tax will actually fall out and won't have to pay it at all. So that's an additional benefit, but certainly mining companies who are struggling at the moment because of the situation of global demand, they are going to get some sort of respite as well with regard to payroll tax.
Yeah, fantastic. Well, I do have some more details on the budget at our website, 2nm.com.au. Michael, thank you very much for joining us this morning.
No problem, and I can assure you there'll be more detailed information come out over the next couple of weeks as well.